what I want. Thanks for subscribing to KHOL and listening to the Teton Sports Talk Podcast, the number one sports talk show in the great state of Wyoming. Previously on Teton Sports Talk.
You know what, Massey? Going to the Super Bowl, I'm going to say Nick Foles gets benched at halftime for Donovan freaking McNabb.
That's a great idea. Didn't happen.
Kristaps Porzingis, this is finally the year that he stays healthy.
He's too tall.
Michigan State, one of the most respectable athletic programs in the country.
I can see that.
I've always, always wanted to have a dinner and a podcast alone with Kevin Spacey.
You wanna hear a good joke? Nobody speak, nobody get choked.
Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and there's a lot going on. And by a lot, there's a membership drive going on. You should call in at 733-5465. Give us some monies. We have merchandise galore. Look fresh in your KHOL gear. But we'll get to that more of that later. Let me introduce the room. To my left, my trusty co-host, Graham Traynor, and to my right, the producer, Adele Zeman-Smith.
Hi, guys.
She is in studio giving us her powerful takes on basically whatever we come up with.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Hear from our opinions.
Always.
So this is going to air the day after the Philadelphia parade.
Perfect.
And the Super Bowl 52. I'm not sure. If you didn't watch it, you've seen the replay by now. And if you haven't seen the replay by now, then
this might not be the radio show for you.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Spoiler alert. Spoiler. Tom Brady does not win his 13th Super Bowl. So
it's all his fault, too.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it was not the defense's fault. It was his fault.
Yeah, I mean,
well, it's like, Giselle said a few years ago, he can throw the ball and catch the ball. And it's like, yeah, clearly he cannot throw and catch the ball.
Yeah.
Giselle is proven not having sex with him for a long time.
So there was two instances where it was proven that the opposing quarterback this playoff season can throw and catch the ball.
Exactly.
Marcus Mariota threw it off Kansas City linebacker's face, caught it, went for a touchdown.
That's right.
Nick Foles caught one of the most spectacular touchdowns on fourth down in the Super Bowl. So therefore,
Baker Mayfield. At the Rose Bowl playoff game.
There you go. Sports. All online.
Yeah.
Hey,
all football
sorry,
related.
Giselle, but you're wrong.
Yeah.
Not only wrong, real wrong. Did you see Butterfinger's the candy bar troll Tom Brady?
Oh, really?
No.
Said,
he needs to own that. And what was the – oh, it was like Bart Simpson used to be the – Bart and Homer.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were the Butterfinger.
Yeah, the spokesman for – I think Tom needs to move on from the Uggs.
Tom.
But Giselle's not going to let him plug a candy bar. She wouldn't even eat strawberries.
No, he hasn't had sugar in the last decade.
Strawberries.
Oh, my gosh. He went home and just raged, ate 10 almonds or something after the Super Bowl.
Some hay ice cream or some
wasabi
crackers.
Flavored. Yeah.
Yeah, he added a little more peanut butter into a smoothie than he should have.
Don't tell anybody.
Tom.
I would like to I would like to think he'd go home and have a nice root beer float, but probably didn't happen.
So
eat your feelings.
This is like the only Super Bowl the week after has gotten more attention than, let's say, the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is spectacular.
Yeah.
But it ended, and we're like, all right, that was great. And then all this in the Patriots camp, just the fires started burning everywhere, and we don't know how to put them out. Josh McDaniels said, zyke! Head back to the
I don't know where that came from. I wonder if he got a little insider info on old Andrew Luck's injury.
So there's
injury?
Two camps, yeah.
Or there's the whole, I don't want to work for Jim drug briefcase Irsay. So, I don't know.
He clearly had already decided that he was going to go to the Colts. They had already announced it. He'd already said,
Did you read the Wednesday Daily?
I did not.
It's on the front page as Josh McDaniels of the Colts.
Oh.
It has an entire article. So, after press time.
Our newspaper?
So, something happened.
Newspaper.
Something happened. Like, you know, they're saying, you know, well, Belichick is going to retire. You're next in line, or Tom Brady says, I'm leaving if he doesn't stay.
Ooh.
Or they say, here's all your money. Or they say something because what's the offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator?
Matt Patricia.
He left
and they didn't make him stay.
Well, yeah. Did you see the game he called against the Philadelphia Eagles?
Oh, I know. He should get that job taken away from already.
I know, but it's, you know, obviously there something happened in the back room that clearly. Yeah.
I think Tom Brady should go out to the Arizona Cardinals. That's where you retire.
Yeah. You're out there in
nice
Phoenix.
Warm it's, climate.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of hot yoga outside. Giselle will be happy with his body.
So there's a couple of different things going on here. Something's up with Andrew Luck, and he saw Andrew Luck's MRI and said, oh, those things actually aren't attached to each other. I'm not coaching that quarterback.
Andrew Luck.
Spin Zone, the old the Colts quarterback, is an old Patriot. So maybe, what's his name?
Colts quarterback is an old Patriot.
He was like a rookie last year, but in fact, he'd been in the league 5 years. It was just his first starting gig.
Ryan Hoyer? Drew Bledsoe?
No. The quarterback for the Colts all year.
James Vanderbeek.
There you go. I don't know.
Oh, Brissett.
Lance Harper?
Yeah.
No.
No, Brissett from Michigan State. I mean, Mississippi State. Sorry. Freudian slip.
Anyway.
No, that's actually Brissett. Yeah.
I don't know.
The point
Jacoby
is.
Jacoby Brissett.
That or the Colts said something to him that he was like, no, I'm not doing that. Doesn't sound like that could be possibly the case. Or it's something internally with the Patriots. Where Bill Belichick gave him a number and said, hey, I'm gone after 2 years. Tom Brady said, I'll leverage Bill Belichick out if you stay after 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Something. Because why stay? Like, to go to another camp and instill the little, like, tiny mite Napoleon complex that Josh McDaniels has proven to be difficult because he's done it. He's tried to do it before. Why not stay where there's already a Napoleon and you just kind of, like, slide in? You're like, hey, I'm Napoleon too, but kind of nice.
But he wants to draft his own quarterback like Tebow.
I would say if the Patriots draft a quarterback early in this year's draft, then dot A will make sense to dot B to dot C.
I'd be happy to watch Josh McDaniels coaching Baker Mayfield on an 0-16 Patriots team doing the backstroke celebration. Kind of like when Cam Newton had bad teams when he would do the Superman thing anyway.
Like, it's like
Baker just kind of like running around like a little child.
There are some people that just cannot get out from underneath the microscope. And sorry, Baker Mayfield, you're just underneath it.
Yeah.
So are you, Cam Newton. Yeah. Cam Newton's got a great smile.
Well, deservedly. I mean, they're showmen.
No, you know? Cam's fine.
They probably like to be under the microscope. They probably love that, you know?
No, absolutely. I mean,
it's like they can cry and apologize, but really they're like, look at me. The spotlight's over here.
Oh,
guys.
Grace and Allen. Grace and Allen, Terry apology.
I mean,
hey,
LeBron
Duke,
James
you lost.
Yeah.
You lost to St. John's. You know who else St. John's beat? Villanova. Thank you, St. John's. I am my second favorite basketball team is St. John's this week.
Well, it's a St. John's shirt.
This isn't my red. This is my red work shirt. My red work.
I love
shirt.
It. He gets mad about the red work shirt.
A couple more things. A couple more questions coming out of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I have some too.
Did you want to bring this one up, Malcolm Butler, or do you want to talk about Nick Foles, Carson Wentz?
Either one. I mean, the Malcolm Butler thing is just a mystery, and it just.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll get some clarity on what really happened.
Theory. He missed curfew.
But
he was with his fam. He was with his family.
And yeah, Bill what Belichick. We were saying earlier is that he wrote that whole thing online about how he was doing everything right, and I guess they don't believe in me, and I was with my family. And then to have like Tom Brady and the rest of the Patriots come out and like that comment on social media showing like, we're in support of you, yeah. Malcolm, like, and no one's really said anything as to what happened. Was this Bill Belichick in his old age being like, I'm sticking to my guns, I'm sticking to my rules, I don't care what happens.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, unless Belichick was his roommate and Belichick was the only person that knew about coming in late.
Yeah, Belichick has not made many wrong decisions, in my opinion, that often. So maybe he really does know something that we don't know.
That's true. He didn't, against the Jaguars, Malcolm Butler had no sacks, so...
Yeah, that's
zero
good.
Sacks.
Yeah, that's a good point. He plays cornerback.
Yeah.
Or strong.
I had no INTs too. Is that more relevant?
So maybe a combination, a justified combination of.
Well, okay, justify this. You have the player that's played on 97% of defensive snaps sitting on the bench.
And he's your Super Bowl.
And your
Seahawks,
defense is
Super
playing
Bowl.
Like trash.
Oh, absolutely.
In the Super
All
Bowl.
Season. Yeah, and like to not even bring him off the bench.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, not even to try.
That's crazy.
Swallow your pride and be like, you know what? We may need to cover somebody.
Yeah,
well,
like
really
with Baker
matter.
Mayfield.
Nick Foles was just hitting. He was hitting the unseen window. Like
No, threading
like,
the needle.
Like, okay, he just threw in a triple coverage. Like, oh, there's actually a receiver, Philadelphia's receiver back there somewhere. And that Philadelphia there was one, the best throw that he had bounced off the Philadelphia receiver's chest because he didn't see it.
Oh, yeah.
Until like, he was at the first down marker.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember who.
Alshon Jeffrey.
Was it Alshon Jeffrey?
Yeah.
And just hit him in the chest. And he was like, oh, wow, that ball made it to me.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's cool. Known Jay Cutler hater, Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah. Alshon Jeffrey.
Sure. And he went to college with Cutler, too.
Well, speaking
Alshon
of Nick
Jeffrey
Foles.
Went to South Carolina.
He was at Vanderbilt.
No, he went to South Carolina.
Oh, who am I thinking of?
So then what do you do? Do you keep him and you trade Carson Wentz? Do you keep Carson Wentz, trade Nick Foles? You keep them both? That's
a
lot of money.
Now we're talking about
NFLs are going at, I mean, quarterbacks are going at a high price these days because there's not a lot of them.
They don't have to pay Nick Foles.
And the Eagles did the, remember when the Eagles had Bradford, Sam Bradford, Chase Daniels, and who's the other guy? Was it Foles before they traded him? They were spending like 80% of their salary cap on quarterbacks. So they've kind of done this before.
Yeah.
And they were... That was when they had Chip Kelly.
Things were
a little more in the dumpster than
the other
right
question
now.
Does it matter about the quarterback or is it the quarterback coach that's making the difference?
So
Doug Peterson, ex quarterback.
There is a big theory out about Doug Peterson and how he called that game.
Quarterback whisper.
But no
Clint Eastwood.
Mediocre quarterback makes the throws that Nick Foles is making.
Rare.
And the reads that Nick Foles is making.
Yeah, true.
Morgan Cox felt bad about saying about Nick on the air.
Oh, that was part of our hot, they should have said on our hot take segment.
So Morgan and I were talking, and Massey, how do you do this? He's able to bring himself into a group text because it was just Morgan and I, and then Massey wanted to start talking and chime in. So
yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that how that went?
I can't remember. I can't remember. Here's my thing about Carson Wentz and Nick Foles. Do we know that Carson Wentz is healthy?
Torn ACL. Yeah.
So we don't know.
Yeah, but you don't know if he can. I mean, that could be a lot of different things.
You either sell high for Nick Foles, and hope that Carson Wentz is ready midseason because these knee injuries take a little longer than anticipated.
Yeah, like what happened to RG3. I mean,
and then
guys aren't covered yet.
Or Nick Foles, you
send to the Browns for 3 first round picks.
Yeah, that or you just listen to
and
Cleveland.
A bucket of cash.
You listen to Cleveland's phone call and you're like, I can't.
Oh, you gotta always.
I just cannot.
What does Cleveland have left to trade? Though?
Nick, I am so sorry, but you're going down the river, and we sold you, and you're sold to Cleveland.
Yeah, but Nick might want that too if you said he's not making any money in with the Eagles.
No, they just don't have to pay him until because he had a 2-year contract. They don't have to turn around and offer him a fat contract to stay this offseason. So they don't.
But can he take a contract from someone else, or is he locked in?
It's kind of like it's locked in. It's like Garoppolo before they traded Garoppolo because they knew they were going to pay for both of them.
Yeah.
And this is like part of the reason why Brady and Belichick, I think, are butting heads in the first place is Belichick was kind of like, oh, I can't wait for Tom to be gone so me and Jimmy can have a little good time together.
Mm-hmm.
And then they trade him. And now Belichick's pissed at the organization because he doesn't have an heir to the throne.
Yeah.
I think Belichick and Brady are having this, like, who can outlast the other relationship.
So it's
and
like
Belichick was kind of like, I need an heir to the throne. And Brady's like, I'm not going to be retiring before you do, Bill. So, this is my, that's what
it is. It is a weird, quiet power struggle going on over there that seems like very evident. And it could be put to rest if they answered any questions, but. They're playing the long play. They're saying, you know, we still say nothing. We stick to our guns, and you hope it all kind of irons itself out.
I mean, Tom Brady is 1-3 in the Super Bowls against the NFC East, thanks to the Cowboys mainly. And I would say they should trade for Foles. Get rid of Brady. Send Brady to Arizona.
Ooh.
Three-way trade. Three-way.
Three-way.
No,
Robert
Kraft just came out in an interview last week that said Tom Brady has given us enough that he decides when he retires. We don't decide that. We give
that
him
that
respect.
That was last week, Adele.
I know, was that last week? Did you already talk about that?
No, I'm saying that was last week.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was last week.
Pre-Super Bowl.
Pre-meltdown. But so it makes you think that maybe it's Kraft and Brady versus Belichick.
Yep, I do. Because, because
they
Kraft,
traded Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Fire Belichick.
Kraft pulled the trigger on Garoppolo.
Just fire Belichick.
Send Belichick to the Browns. That's where he started his career. He got fired from the Cleveland Browns.
Full circle.
Ooh.
Nick Foles, meet your maker, Bill Belichick over there.
Belichick and Foles in Cleveland?
That would be.
I love this.
That's how that's going. Sports fans, that was Super Bowl breakdown. When we come back, a little Olympics?
Yeah.
A little Olympics.
Let's curl it up.
And
light the fires and kick the tires, Big Daddy. Independence Day.
Yeah. Welcome to Earth. 89.1 KHOL. Call us at 733-5465. We're collecting money. There are people here waiting to take your phone calls. The Hall of Fame list is increasing with each donor. So please call us at 733-5465. This is Teton Sports Talk. Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and we have a very important week. It is our membership drive. Call us at 733-5465 to hear people like myself, Massey Seaman, and Graham Traynor entertain you on your car ventures, on your podcast, everywhere you go. Give us some money.
Giving you eargasms, as Blackstreet once said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on Fridays.
Oh, Friday's a good day for an eargasm.
But something else happens this week.
That's right, people. Winter Olympics.
It is here. It is here. The Winter Olympics. I've been waiting all
2 years.
2 years for another Olympics. Because the last...
And then the World Cup in the summer for USA.
Yeah, that's going to be so sick. When the United States...
I lost my appetite.
Back to
back to the Korea.
Good stuff. Back to the good stuff.
So technically, as we're airing on Friday, the mm-hmm. curling competition actually started on Wednesday. And then we had something else on Thursday, and then the actual games open Friday night, opening ceremony.
Yeah, 11 to, or sorry.
So curling
six,
is like...
Yeah, 6 curling. P.M. opening ceremony, Mountain West.
Mountain Western time. I think we are, 16 hours behind or ahead of, behind Korea.
Well, who's time traveling,
future?
Korea or us?
I think we're ahead.
We're ahead.
Yeah.
So they're...
I think...
They're west of here.
Oh,
well,
no.
Technically
I know, but
speaking,
I think the line of
well, the really bad Bond movie, Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yeah, I don't
they're
know.
In the future.
Actually,
oh
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah.
And they're in where are they?
China.
It's close. It shares a border with the country above South Korea.
China.
Yeah, North Korea is south of China.
Oh, I'm talking about. I thought you were asking where they were in the movie.
Oh,
Tomorrow Never Dies are in China, right?
I don't know.
No, it's a good movie. We are. Saturday, curling, mixed doubles, USA versus China.
See, curling, I love how curling...
It's a new event, mixed doubles this year.
Everybody makes fun of curling, but it's the first thing that you think of when it comes to Winter Olympics, just like swimming and diving is to Summer Olympics.
Well, it's because there's no other Olympic sport that you could be like, I could do that. Curling, you think, like, I could do that.
That's
the closest you could be to an Olympic athlete if you're not really an Olympic athlete.
That's so right. Me on my couch drinking beer, I'm like...
I could play some sand volleyball.
Some BVB?
No,
I don't know about
that. You've played sand volleyball. You could not play
be
sand
in
volleyball.
The Olympics.
Oh.
So in my head, I was thinking that the biathlon person... While they're in the Olympic Village, they're, you know, everyone's all sexy and they're sleek because they've been working out for 4 years or however long they've been working out, probably 20 at this point.
Yeah.
To be in that good of shape for that time. And they walk by like the 55-year-old curling man with a beer belly and they're like, me and you, huh?
Yeah.
Like they like walk over and look at his gold medal and they're like, that yeah, that's the same medal.
Bite it a little bit. Yeah, that's
real. That's when you get an itchy trigger finger.
And it's just like, it's... I could curl.
Yeah. I curl at the gym.
It's great. I'm glad that they're keeping it in. In the age of cutting Olympic sports for other Olympic sports, more competitive sports, I'm glad they've kept curling around.
It's basically it was invented by the English, no doubt in my mind. Certainly it was invented by the English.
Is that a fact?
I think that's where they get their stones.
Wickamassie.
They get their stones from some quarry in England and another quarry in Scotland. So it's like, what are the English good at? Like yard
having
games.
Stones.
Cold
yard
sports.
Games.
Bad
outside.
Food. Bad food, bad hygiene.
But
bad weather.
Yard sports and drinking.
Oh.
True.
Croquet.
Mm-hmm.
Croquette.
Mm-hmm.
Croquette.
How do they say it?
Some version of bocce ball.
Yeah.
They have the thing where you push the puck.
Tee.
Shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard. It's just all related right there. Curling.
Low movement. Strategy games.
Easy on the joints.
Really good actors. Acting's a good sport there.
Yeah, but they added in mixed doubles curling this year.
Mixed doubles curling.
They added in mass start speed skating, and then they added in the half pipe freestyle skiing and snowboarding. Or no, they've had snowboarding in there. Big air snowboarding is what they added in.
Sean, corporate haircut, white. That's what he's doing, right?
He is. Yeah. He's back. He didn't win any medals last game. So he's like trying to do a victory lap. He said he's had to like increase his training and.
Oh, well, how old does look good.
He's like 32. He's my
over
age,
the
33.
Hell.
Whoa,
over
Massey? Massey, in front of Adele and I?
I'm just saying, if you're an Olympic athlete and you're 33, you're toast unless you're a curler. Maybe he
needs
a curl.
Same with Lindsey Vonn, though. She's coming back on a.
Lindsey Vonn's commercials.
And Tiger's back, too.
Tiger is back. Tiger Fusion Woods is
relationship.
Back.
Relationship? It's rebutting.
Relationships, goals. Yeah. Let's both be competitive in the sports we dedicated our lives to. Boom, they're back.
Makes sense.
She water skis up to him at the Masters as he wins in April.
Jumps onto
his yacht.
They give
a big kiss.
Yeah.
And Tom Rinaldi actually overdramatic.
Who can bench more, Tyler, Perry? Tiger or Lindsey?
Oh. Lindsey can definitely squat more. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah,
sure.
Easily.
Probably bad back. I would still, Tiger's not going to get anywhere near a bench press right now.
Yeah.
Lindsey will.
Yeah, Lindsey would crush.
I know Lindsey.
There's some Jackson athletes that I read in
who
the paper.
Who's the woman from last week that, what was the guy we had in here that was the?
Still vague.
No, the guy we had in here, the Patriots fan who does cross-country skiing
Rainer Kinney.
And he had the girl he put on Instagram.
Yeah, yes.
What was her name?
I remember.
Oh, cool. Women's cross-country skiing on Saturday as well.
Oh, yes.
Early in the
her
morning.
Her name is...
2 in the morning. Woo.
Her name is Six Pack Blonde Girl.
Lindsey Jr.?
Jennifer...
She's a cross-country skier, though, from Jackson?
Yeah.
She's not from Jackson.
She's just like, I think she's the heartthrob slash... favorite or something.
I was looking through the U.S. Team USA
we got
today, though. There's some...
Jesse Diggins.
She's Diggins in.
You should check our...
Diggins into that competition.
Yeah.
We got
check
men's.
Out our Instagram feed with Jesse Diggins. I'm checking out Jesse Diggins right now on our Instagram
Massey.
Feed. On our Instagram
feed.
Yeah,
so there's...
Men's Loogie.
Uh-huh.
Men's Luge.
Okay, so that sport is awesome. Have you ever watched a luge?
It's incredible. It looks terrifying.
It is the absolute most terrifying thing. And if you're the middle two guys, are you just along for the ride? That's what I learned from Cool Runnings.
It seems that way.
It's like
you've got to be able to bend. You've got to be able to turn your weight and stuff at the same time. But
the NFL celebrations did and also inform me that they synchronized their heads. So they all
interesting.
Put their heads at the same
Speaking of Cool Runnings, Tonga, do you remember the guy from Tonga and Rio, the little ripped guy that was like waving the flag? Anyway, they are entering the cross-country ski competition for the first time ever.
Oh, really?
The first time it ever snowed in Tonga was 2 years ago. So it's kind of a cool running
like
story,
Texas.
Something to look out for.
Tonga.
Underdogs.
Where's Tonga from? You
Africa?
Said it snowed? Where did you say it snowed?
In Tonga. First time 2 years ago.
Tonga's
a country.
The guy's not the game. The guy's name is not Tonga.
No, it's the country.
The country's
his name is
Tonga.
Tonka.
Oh boy, here we go. You get some backlash
right,
for that.
Next up, talking geography.
Okay, so that was talking geography in Teton Sports Talk. Oh boy. I enjoy the winter games.
Yeah,
I
we have
too.
A ton to look forward to. They've really amped up like the big air skiing snowboarding events. I mean, those are going to be awesome. The U.S. crushes. And those.
Because have you seen the Kitty Terrain Park this year out of the village? Because
KTP is on fire this
it
year.
It is huge.
And there's like 3-year-olds jumping, like ripping it. So no
wonder. How's Ward at it right now?
Is he going to have to learn to walk before he can learn to ski, but it's coming soon.
That's not very Jackson-y.
But your skis are bigger than your
it's
feet, so you probably
enough.
Have better balance. So that's.
You just lock him into those
and
boots. And
we have
do
a phenom male figure skater. He's like one of the youngest to compete. And he is the first one to do like 5 quadruple jumps in one show. He's like breaking all these records. He's on fire. He's like headlining for the gold. Our mixed double ice skating are in line for the gold. We've got the women's downhill slalom skier.
At what point do we stop watching gold medal either performances or races and we just start counting them? They're somewhere... midweek in the Olympics where we stopped caring about the individual performance. We're like, oh yeah, America's like, we have 50 gold medals, and then Canada has 30, and then China's got 20 just because they have so many people.
That's all we care about is beating China, really. I feel like it's Russia, but Russia, we all know the story about that.
Well, that's because they're going to nuke the place and not kill any of their people.
They're sending a handful, but yeah.
Send it to Philadelphia.
That handful is going to be a bunch of political refugees.
Well, now they can't because there's going to be North Koreans in the Olympics this year for the first time. A long time.
It's called collateral damage.
The women's hockey team is the South Korean women's hockey team is absorbing the North Korean women's hockey team players. But
all six of them.
Ooh. And they're saying right now that the South Korean women's coach has the right to play whoever she wants, but we'll see what happens when some North Koreans end up on the ice at some point.
Yeah, they're going to go line.
Very controversial.
You know, North Koreans are standing there on the fourth line, and she's going to just go line one, line two, line three. It's still a little close. Line one again, two, three, and that fourth.
Then she'll go missing. There'll be a new coach.
Oh, and a podcast.
Yeah.
Missing and up and vanished. True crime.
That fourth line made of North Korean.
Our producer sounds like Bob Costas without the pink eye. She is on fire with Olympic information.
Oh, yeah. I love the Olympics. It takes me back to my youth. The only time we were allowed to watch television was the Olympics. So every 4 years, back when it came around every 4 years.
With Zeman kids watch a lot of Olympics.
Bobsled in Alabama. Yeah.
Real relatable. I would say the Olympics aren't too sexy in the Southeast. People are like, snow, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Where's pink skin?
Is there football in the Olympics? I don't know.
Are there cultures mixing? We don't do that.
I think the Pro Bowl, the skills challenge stuff, they should make that Olympic sports in the summer just for fun.
Be great.
Dodgeball. Oh, it was incredible.
Like
I watched the whole dodgeball this year. Jarvis Landry, he was down 2-1, 2-on-1. And he came back and won for the AFC.
Well, the bigger question about the Olympics that I was when I've been doing my preliminary, research on the Olympics is, are the Olympics, on the decline? Is it something, they said that the ratings, it cost $12.9 billion to put on for South Korea, which Russia put it on for $50 billion, but we all know there was embezzlement and stuff there. Twice the amount that it was estimated. The ratings in Rio, there's a double-digit decline in ratings. It's like people...
That's because of all those dead fish in Rio. There's so many dead fish, no one tuned in.
I think it's because of Bravo and the Kardashians, but continue.
Anyway. Yeah, is it because they're harder to watch on television if you don't have cable? Is it because of cable cutting, or is it legitimately because people are less interested?
I think people are dumber, to be honest
with you. Okay, how about this?
Because that's something that should not die. Like, boxing died for good reasons.
Yeah.
Like concussions, health, Muhammad Ali, how he turned out.
No great season.
Horse racing it's horse racing. Like, there's other things nowadays in the world.
I don't
want to
watch another bougie horse race.
Yeah.
Well, it's tough to watch a Nordic skiing competition when you can see guys doing backflips off hotel roofs in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Okay. Nordic skiing is the number one sport in Europe.
Well, yeah.
I just think it's sad if Olympics die because there should be no reason besides attention span and people being dumber and rather playing. When little kids watch people playing video games, it's not even them.
Well, they're judging this too. It's getting less countries are bidding on it because it's insanely expensive to put on, and then
casualties are
going to waste
building things.
And then it's also the ratings are going down, and I don't know if that's due to lack of interest or due to
it's NBC.
How difficult it is to get. To watch them if you don't have a specific program. They should be more widely spread.
Yeah.
And there should be some sort of rotation system where a country that has enough money can put on the Olympics.
Yeah.
I hate saying that you can't give these smaller countries and smaller places a chance, but maybe it's you pick a few cities, you rotate between America, Russia, Canada, Brazil, places that can support that kind of infrastructure.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know.
That's like Super Bowl. It's like, yeah, good luck Cleveland Browns getting a Super Bowl anytime soon. Like all the places they build new stadiums, a lot of them get to rotate with those. It's either warm weather cities get Super Bowls, or the Vikings who just made the vault, they got the Super Bowl. Like I think that's just kind of how it should go.
And maybe every four times they rotate in a country that thinks that they can support it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know
I agree with you.
solution is, but there's still interest in American-backed sports. Americans have interest in rooting on their team. Clearly, we don't get that at soccer anymore. It's like...
At least men's.
Well, yeah. Duh. Women's crush.
Women's keep crushing. Rock.
Yeah. Crush.
Crush. So, yeah. I don't know. Question. It's a debate about the Olympic. You know, it's a debate about the
I think Mike Tirico is going to take this Olympics to the next level since Bob Costas has stepped down.
God, Mike Tirico is so much better than Bob
Costas.
Who
is Mike Tirico?
I used to do Monday Night Football with Gruden.
You know Mike Tirico.
Oh.
You've heard his voice has called out the biggest plays in your life.
I like that.
Yeah, so you know Mike Tirico. Sports fans.
Alabama? Oh, UVA football. Yeah.
Yeah. Bronco Mendenhall.
Yeah. Duh.
Yeah. Sports fans, when we come back, we're going to do some segments. Some, did you see this? Did you hear about this? Maybe talk about LeBron James. Oh, he's so cool. And call us because we're doing our membership drive. We have cool merchandise that makes you look cool.
Baseball tees are in their navy blue.
You look really local if you sport some KHOL.
Yeah, yeah. You think your Steo jacket and your Giver gloves give you credit around this town? No. I'll tell you the even smaller niche, and that is KHOL gear. So call us at 733-5465. We have people standing by ready to take your calls. 89.1 KHOL.
Live to shoot another day.
Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL. That usually means a number of different things. One is Massey Zeman and Graham Traynor with our producer Adele Zeman Smith in studio today.
Sup, dudes?
Caressing your eardrums.
A number of different eargasms.
That's right, on your Friday. But we have something important. So while we do this for free, our station does not. 89.1 needs your help. It's our membership drive, 733-5465. Call that number. You're going to get a very delightful voice on the other end of the line. They're going to talk about your financial plan and how you're going to give all your inheritance to KHOL. We're going to absorb that.
Are we doing timeshare jokes?
Or you can give $1. Empire. Or you can give $2. Or you can
Come spin the wheel for $60. You get a toy, a guaranteed toy, or toys.
There's some food
in here. And a ticket
here.
To the membership drive party.
It's such a cool thing for this community to have a radio station like this. You can get all varieties of music. You've got all varieties of shows. It brings people together from all different parts of the community. It puts on events. It really is something special. So if you guys can, even if you only have, a tiny amount that you can spare, if you're getting any value from KHOL at all, help us out.
If you can hear my voice right now, you have directly benefited from the KHOL experience.
We're located. You're listening, then you
Adele is not just a fat cat, loaded pockets producer. She is a fan of KHOL.
And a volunteer.
She listens. Yeah.
Yeah, she does not work for free.
Mm-mm.
All right.
No.
Speaking of free.
I heard you on the radio the other night.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm holding you back. You're really good live.
I'm exceptional live.
Whoa. I was going to say, Massey
is not like whole life runs in the family.
If there's any chance for my voice to radiate into other people's lives, that's look at me now.
All right, sociopath. I was going to say,
you had
the presence, natural presence of Paul Newman and Cool Hand Luke or James Vanderbeek and Varsity Blues. Take your pick. I was impressed.
Varsity Blues.
But
I don't want your laugh.
You're going to be healthy. You're going to play football. But at the same time, it was hard to listen to you flirt on the air with other men. I now see how Hillary felt watching you collect tips at the brew pub from ladies.
No, I would say my biggest tippers were probably men.
Oh, okay.
So that's...
Fair enough.
Speaks
well,
my
look at the
speaks
know,
my
profile
audience.
Of the brew pub, and there's your, I mean,
that's
90%
true.
Men.
Speaks
that's
my
true.
Audience. I go in there and I grumble about
enough kale there.
Jackson changing, probably. That's a good subject. The
children,
brew pub.
Too many children around.
Yeah. Walgreens,
the whole deal. Well, thank you, Graham.
You're welcome. I get no compliments back.
Well, I didn't hear you on the radio. I'm sorry. You know what?
I was just about to ask you.
That is incorrect.
Listen to me today.
That is incorrect. My coworker came in and said,
"So a friend of a friend listened to me,
and you had some funny joke about $10,000 in the Cleveland Browns."
No, thanks, man.
There was a funny joke that I heard you said once.
It was membership drive related, and it was sports related at the same time.
Membership drive, 733-5465. Guys, we need you. And if you can hear me, I'm talking to you that's going out to the village or coming back to the village or in your car right now, and you're like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. Come see us. We're at the Center for the Arts. We're underneath the stairs. We call it the Fishbowl because we can see you.
With a P. Fish with a P.
That's only on Mondays, I think. I think
live
that's
fish period, I think, is Mondays, yeah.
Yeah.
I went to a dispensary in Aspen. FYI. FYI with a PH.
PHYI. What's up?
What's up, Sativa?
Shredded, bro. What's up, Sativa? I forgot what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I was going to go through the list. We're talking about the list.
Ooh.
Five worst quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl.
Ooh. Five worst quarterbacks.
Five worst presidents. I'll do back and forth and we'll debate this.
I don't know if I can name presidents.
First two are going to be relevant. Nick Foles and Donald Trump.
Ranking the five. We're ranking the five.
Yeah. Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
So.
Nick Foles, Donald Trump. Yeah,
wait, do you want us to give us the list, or are we ranking these as in like
as combos, as a combo package?
Oh,
yeah.
So
make it that easier that way.
So somewhere on the list, they have to end up because Nick Foles was
electric.
Seemingly he was an electric quarterback in that game. He was good enough in the playoffs. He didn't look great against Atlanta.
He was so close to being in the Canadian Football League.
The one thing I like about Donald Trump is that he cut the funding to Pakistan. That was a thing that I thought was pretty neat. Let's put Nick Foles at.
You really do hate giver gloves.
let's put Nick Foles. Brings him down. He wasn't my number one, but coupled with Trump, he's going to go all the way down to four.
Oh, and I forgot to mention.
Name one worst president.
Well, name
Taft. fat.
No, I don't know. I'm just saying, but like he can't bottom out at number five if Nick Foles is so good. I was going to put him at my number one.
Yeah, we're not coupling.
They can't.
And I forgot to say president of what? President of Twitter. Jim McMahon, 85 Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. What was his name? Oh, yeah, Sepp Blatter, one of the ex-fired FIFA presidents.
Ooh.
Combo package.
So he.
Oh, gotcha. We're not talking U.S. press.
No,
we're
don't
talking
get
presidents
too
of
political.
Anything.
Great. Democracy Now is next.
Yeah.
FIFA president.
Democracy Now is next.
This
3
fallout.
Every day, guys.
Yeah, this fallout's been happening for like 10 years.
Yeah. And Jim McMahon, cokehead, really good defense. But they did score a lot of points at the Super Bowl.
Wasn't alive, so I can't speak to it.
Were you not alive for that?
Were you alive for that?
I was, bro.
Yeah.
I was 1.5 watching that damn game. They beat the Patriots. The Patriots lost that Super Bowl too. FYI, relevant.
All right, I'm going to put them FIFA, because FIFA is still a well-oiled operating machine. I'm going to put them at number 2.
Okay. Phil Simms went down. Hostetler had to come in for the Giants, and that was one of Bill Belichick's defensive coordinator Super Bowl championships.
Okay.
Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, who doesn't really seem
five.
To do anything.
Five.
He's five.
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 Next question.
He's
five.
A tie what? For five.
Five for
not even a tie.
We're doing five, like the higher the better. Is it a golf score or a basketball score?
No, this is you're number one, you're the best, you're five, you're the worst. He's number
you're
five.
The, you're the worst as in like the crappiest.
Yeah.
The poopiest. Okay.
Like
the worst.
Guillotine. Get the guillotine
and,
out.
All right, Zeman twins agree. Brad Johnson, 0-2 Buccaneers Super Bowl winner. Kenneth Starr, Baylor, the big cover up. The last Michigan State situation. There was a lot.
Oh man, this is getting hard to rank.
And you had Art Briles. You hired him. Ugh. It's getting too dark.
Yeah, this is going down. This
right.
fan is
I just
dark.
Don't know enough about quarterbacks. Yeah.
All right, Trent Dilfer.
Five and a half. Because the Baylor thing was messy.
It was. It was terrible.
Yeah. Okay.
Trent Dilfer, Ravens Super Bowl champion.
Uh-huh.
How are you ranking these quarterbacks? Like they look bad. They have bad stats,
bad skin, bad
yeah,
bad, diets.
Too many pimples.
Yeah,
no,
game managers with really good defenses. Kind of like the
he never watched any of these quarterbacks play.
That's not even true. I've seen all these Super Bowls except I don't remember.
So how do you win a Super Bowl with a bad quarterback?
Great
good
defense.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco won the Super
good
Bowl.
Good offensive line.
Yeah. Well, Trent Dilfer was the first Flacco.
I mean, I guess look Ravens. At every Alabama championship. Like the last.
That's Kerry Coker.
Wow. Look yourself in the mirror now.
I know, right?
Is Jimmy Karen still in the league, though?
Yep.
I won't even do the last one. It's too dark. Continue.
Okay. All right. So
you got
I was,
quiet?
At some point, I was supposed to give somebody that out of those group of individuals, mainly on the president side, the number one vote.
Yeah. So that, you went NCAA president and
Baylor.
Hostetler. Yeah, that's a good one. Because Hostetler is probably the crappiest slash probably never even won a regular season game. And he just had to step in. He had the Giants. He had Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor was the quarterback of that team. So
missed that game Massey, as well.
Before your time.
Yeah, I was playing Spotlight or something. I love how people like,
was that a smug I was outdoors thing?
I
was outdoors.
I've been watching football my whole life.
No, I was outdoors. No, I was outdoors.
If you
I was raking leaves while you were watching television.
We said earlier we weren't allowed to watch television. Well, yeah. So it was the
wasn't
Olympics.
To watch TV.
So.
Gosh, you're so such in a corner coming out swinging.
Mm-hmm.
Just calm down over there. All right, let's do. Did you see this? Did you hear about this? Did you see this?
Cool.
Did you hear about this?
I'll chill out.
St. John's.
Ooh.
Mentioned it earlier. Did you see this? Did you hear about this? Beat Duke and Villanova in the same week. Unranked. St. John's, you're
beating
in the fold.
And beating Villanova means...
Hootie-hoo.
Bahua!
Unanimous number one. Virginia's going to be unanimous. I don't know if Virginia can handle... Maybe they can handle this in this day and age. But we need... This is going to sound really bad, but Virginia needs some sort of like...
Kick in the pants.
Triumph over adversity. That is what we need.
That or
the Florida State game was that though.
They played well tonight.
I watched it. It was tough first half. I was like, ugh. And then on bigs too.
And they've done that
big
a couple
team,
of times.
Team.
But I would like to see them like lose and they just get mad. Does that make
any
sense?
I was thinking one of these lost. Florida games. We're playing at Miami as well. I was thinking probably this loss number two on the season was going to be. It's not a Florida road trip, really, because there's a game in between.
Mm-hmm. This Virginia team seems different, though. They seem stronger. They seem like
they're
scoring more points.
Because like
I don't know.
London Prane has always
you.
Seemed like he was flappable, and it was just like
well,
this
he
team
always
is just,
like he was
seems
just, like,
ice cold
stoned and like I don't care
ice in their veins.
Yeah,
London,
that is true.
London, they put too much on London, and London didn't deliver. They're putting not as equal pressure on Devin Hall, but they're like.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, dude, we need something. And he's like, ice cold.
Yeah.
I'm freaking
Jerome, just ice in the veins.
Jerome is ice in the veins, but he gets a little immature and gets these weird
fouls.
That's
the acne. That's the crater face coach.
Somewhere around 35 feet, he'll be like, oh, and I'm just going to foul you. I'm like, yo, don't foul 35 feet.
What about
basket.
That 35 foot three he made against Duke, though?
See,
that was sexy.
I will
so
take
then
that.
Who goes to 2 and 3?
Oh, Villanova probably drops.
I think Purdue might have just lost too. Oh, sorry, this is on Friday. Ohio State, I think upset Purdue.
Oh, we'll take it.
I don't know. Ohio State, we didn't even talk about draft day.
Okay, did you see? Okay, move on. Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
I love when people jump ahead of Massey.
Did you see this? Did you hear about
sorry, I didn't know we were going to that.
University of Georgia and King Kirby over there in Athens take the number one recruiting class. Now, if there were more recruits, they'd have them all. And they'd set records. If there was more recruits to get, Kirby Smart would have them and therefore be the number one class of all time. I think that's how that went.
You know what? New and shiny things are appealing to, men in their formidable years. It's
It's
like that's all you can say.
The grass is greener kind
of thing.
The
grass is greener. Exactly. Why Kirby's younger.
Ward is
how
teaching
long
this with rattles.
Is Saban going to stay? Yeah. It's like one of those things.
Nick Saban's so boring and so victorious
all the
time.
I'm going to have to work hard and win championships.
Have you
deal
seen,
with that.
Okay. On aesthetics alone, Athens or Tuscaloosa?
I mean, is Athens, duh. But I mean, I hate saying that because Tuscaloosa is awesome.
Trainer's
left the room.
Tuscaloosa is not awesome. Tuscaloosa is, it's got that
Tornado
really,
Alley. Ugh.
It's got that really
Too
dark
soon.
River. It's muddy. And it's,
yeah, but if we're doing
trees.
That, it's like, I mean, which one's better? Penn State? What's Ohio State?
I didn't ask you about them.
I know, but
Athens
I'm saying
Tuscaloosa.
Oh, Penn State. That was my third or fifth president. Mm.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say that was maybe my number one. Yeah. I was wondering why that wasn't on the list, actually.
Graham Spanier. I don't want to give Graham a bad name.
It was going there.
Yeah.
I saw that Georgia had the number one recruiting class. They're going to have a lot of figuring out to do.
You know how I feel about National Signing Day and how entitled these little craps are these days. So yes. I think it's so stupid.
Did you see some of them?
Virginia had a top 10 class with Al Groh, and look what the hell that got us.
Did you see what they did?
What?
Some of these recruits did today?
I can't watch this.
I did.
This
I saw.
It makes
I mean,
my
I saw
blood,
the top. Oh.
Blood
I saw the
boil, skin crawl. I'd rather listen
puts
to...
Puts on a Tennessee hat, and he stands up and he has the Bulldogs, pajamas on.
Somebody's mother had an Alabama jersey on with a Tennessee hat. There were three choices in front of the recruit.
You know how much I hate this.
And, yeah, I know.
You know I wouldn't watch this.
And he
I can't.
And he put on the Florida hat, and the mother got up and left. It's like, just what is this world come to?
Well, she
it's because this is why people don't watch the Olympics.
All right, moving on.
Fact. They'd rather watch National Signing Day.
Question, honestly, how did Texas get such a good class? They have a new coach.
Tom Herman.
They
had some promise last year.
Your promise to get a spot on Longhorn Network.
That's right.
That is true.
They had the dark horse Heisman at running back, but he didn't win any games.
Well, you
they
figure.
They almost beat Notre Dame and Notre this year. Or
see,
was
I
lo- last year?
Yeah, I loved. So I grew up liking TCU in Texas, and I loved Texas up until the Vince Young Magical Rose Bowl, because right after that, I couldn't stand my Texas fan friends anymore. I was like, I'm done with this. Just gonna root for TCU in Virginia.
Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
Fact.
Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
Mm-hmm.
Rob Gronkowski.
Oh. Aaron Hernandez robbed him because he took the guns. Is Aaron Hernandez still alive?
Ooh.
I think he's with Tupac, right?
Oh, he's still alive.
Okay, there
Mystery
you go.
Solved. Yeah. Case closed. Right. Done.
So guns. Sorry I jumped you there, but I was this is one of my Massey and I. We get in sync.
Sports cycling.
We get that.
When we sports cycle.
So Rob Gronkowski's house got broken into while he was at the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
makes sense. We were interviewing Morgan Cox last week, and he was like, "No, I'm back in Memphis. I left my house in Baltimore. You can rob me if you like." And I was like, "Morgan,
he's tough. He's
yeah,
tough guy.
I wouldn't.
Someone must have been listening.
Tougher than Gronk.
Yeah, someone took.
How
Morgan
does
Cox-
Rob Gronkowski have a house that's? Available to be broken into? How does he not have like a security system, live in a gated community, have like a Rottweiler? I mean, what's
it's called
the deal
a heist? Adele galleries all over the world get heisted.
I feel like Rob Gronkowski's house would be like the Zate basement with like Cruising USA arcade game.
That's true. Door unlocked.
Just a dump.
Yeah.
Just turns, beers dumped
he's like,
out of there.
I live here. No, it's coming in.
Turns out the only thing empty was the liquor cabinet and some
PlayStation 2 games.
N64 hard to get games were stolen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about this earlier. Since the Astros won the World Series and the Eagles have won the Super Bowl, I kind of want to quit doing the sports show thing and just do an N64 retroactive review show.
Oh, that'd be a huge hit.
Thanks.
Esports
update. Last one.
I love when I get muted.
There's a button over here. Did you hear about this?
Maybe.
I can't read my own writing. Basically everything that's going on in Cleveland.
Oh gosh.
So
let me
say this. Is this right on cue? Is this scripted?
Are we talking about the Cleveland hockey team coming to visit the Moose hockey team this weekend?
Cleveland guys this weekend?
Yeah.
I love that game.
Yeah. LeBron James and Kaiser will be here this weekend to play the hockey team.
And you should come out because it's going on at Snoke.
It's going down for rail.
Sports Center. Sorry, I stole that from you, Fish. I'm sure you don't listen. he's probably loyal to his own station.
Be encouraged. Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
That's two sports personalities we've trolled on this podcast.
Are y'all saying that LeBron is creating all this drama just so he can peace out? When you're saying, is this created?
Is it right on cue? It feels like it's right on cue.
It feels like it's like right on.
It's like, it's not me. It's Dan Gilbert, which it might be, because Dan Gilbert has proven to be kind of a jerk, let's call it. But also, LeBron is asking everything. Here's a fun fact. The Cavaliers were the only NBA team in the entire NBA that ran at a deficit last year. So Dan Gilbert has given LeBron everything, and it's costing him money on one of the most successful teams in the NBA. There's nothing left to give. So it's like LeBron. Well,
there's no, yeah. And there's no more successful team than the Cavs since the Miami Heat.
Yeah, like, so it's like,
I mean, it's just,
if you can't make money off LeBron and the Cavaliers, then you just can't do it. There's a bad, somehow this is a bad business deal, and it's going to have to end.
Yeah,
it's obviously a power struggle and who gets say and who's paying who, and
yeah, I think
LeBron's clearly impossible to play with. His teammates don't like him. His coaches don't like him. Right. He doesn't get along with the GMs.
Yeah, you know. Ty Lue is on the hot seat because LeBron is the GM now because they don't have, what's the other guy's name? The GM they actually had, who they didn't re-sign. Isn't another David or Dan? Anyway,
there is no GM right now.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. They got rid of him in the offseason. But I think, like, yes, Kyrie proved that, like, he's a hell of a talent, and he got out from under LeBron's shadow. I think that over time, over the course of the season, LeBron's going to decide post-trade deadline, what do I want to do next year? Do I really want to go deal with, because he wants to go to L.A., or wants to go to L.A., et cetera, et cetera. Does he want to go deal with LeVar Ball? I doubt it. Does he want to go to the Clippers? And the egomaniac in him say, hey, what if I could take the Clippers
LeBron
and win a title?
Would squash LeVar Ball. Like, they would be like LeVar see and never.
No, it would be.
I don't know.
It'd be
he would still chime in, though.
It'd be like if Tim Tebow and LeBron James got the same team, it'd be like, it'd be just the worst.
Yeah,
the worst.
But LeVar, I think, is on the way out. Anyway, whatever.
We gotta go.
Can't get into LeVar.
Massey's cutting us off.
You gotta go. Sports fans, it's our membership drive, 733-5465. That is our number. You should call it and give us some money. If it's $1, if it's $10,000, if it's $500,000, you can have the Center for the Arts. I don't care. You do whatever. Give whatever you want.
Yeah. So the Zeman clan name's up there today.
Zeman's went strong in the paint. In fact, even the Mrs. Zeman's, future and current Mrs. Zeman's, went in strong. Proud of those girls.
Me too.
Love them.
Sports fans, that's it. 89.1 KHOL. We are Teton Sports Talk. Call us. Get swag. Look cool. Teton Sports Talk, 733-5465. We're out of here.